Music. Food.
There you have it.
Drink.
And the Guinness could be rushed.
Fun. That's what St. Patrick's Day means to the people of McLean Avenue, an Irish enclave just north of New York City. Eileen's Country Kitchen serves as the unofficial Irish headquarters here. It's known for its soda bread and other Irish comfort foods. Owner Eileen Mannion Collum came to the United States 25 years ago and is proud of her Irish heritage, but she loves her adopted country too.
You could be what you want to be in America if you work hard, you believe in yourself, you have good ethics, and you have compassion. Because I think you don't always have to think with here. I think if you think with here, you have compassion with your food, you have compassion with your customers.
The neighbor Peggy Dolan recalls her childhood in Ireland.
Go out and pluck a little shamrock and put it in your buttonhole and off to Mass. We'd walk about 2.5 miles to Mass and home, and it was a free day from school, so it was a happy day.
These young Irish-American children will be dancing up New York's Fifth Avenue in the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. Casey Van Doren is 12 years old.
We're going to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade in the city, and we're going to dance. It's going to be really fun.
It's just like, wow.
Yeah, it'll be my first time doing it,
yeah,
so
same.
I'll be really excited.
So is dance instructor Bridget Flynn.
So those girls that work hard at it tend to do very well, and they really like it. There's great self-satisfaction in being able to achieve this kind of dance.
Top it off,
other Irish traditions are also on tap for St. Patrick's Day, including a traditional meal at Eileen's.
Now I have my corned beef freshly cut. We're going to place it on top, and this is what everybody is going to be having on St. Patrick's Day.
Corned beef, cabbage, and potato. Top sellers at Eileen's every St. Patrick's Day. From Little Ireland in Yonkers, New York, Bernard Chessman, VOA News.